Talk. Hello, and welcome back to another beautiful episode of Pageants and Prosecco. I am your host, B, today, and we are going to get into some things, child, some thing-a-things about what is going on with JKN, who is the owner of Miss Universe. As you guys know, they just filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Let's talk about what this means, and most importantly, what this means for the contestants who are currently in El Salvador right now preparing for this competition. And is this a good thing? Is this like a bad thing? What exactly are we talking about here? Like, what are we talking about here? Okay. So let's just get into it. I just realized that my computer charger is not on the computer. So hopefully I'm gonna make this episode short, because we're running off 50% of battery. And I think my Mac, I have a Mac computer. I think my Mac is on its last days, and it's kind of really makes me sad. Okay, so I will monitor that. All right, you guys, if you are not following, please follow us also on Pageants and Prosecco. The podcast is available on Spotify. Follow us on YouTube. If you're not watching YouTube, you can actually see my face. If you listen to this podcast as an audio version, I am on YouTube now. And I'm making my YouTube very overall pageant oriented. So I have my goal for the YouTube channel is to do more coaching things as well, whereas the podcast is more so, I guess, also coaching as well, but it's going to be more interviews. But the YouTube channel is going to be more visual, obviously, and visually helping coach in a sense. You'll see. Follow me on YouTube. Please subscribe to the channel, Pageants and Prosecco. You'll see a cartoon version of me in a pink background holding up a glass of wine. It's a Prosecco glass, and that's how you know it's me. Fun fact, also, when I got that drawing done, when I first created the channel, the artist who drew that drew it with me holding the glass, like from the bottom of the bowl, I guess, or the cup, you could say, and it's white wine. And so I had to tell him to go back and redraw this with me holding the stem of the glass, because with white wine, if you hold it with the stem between your fingers and your cup in the bowl, it warms your wine up. This warms your wine up when you hold it like this, how I'm holding my cup right now, which is the bowl in my hands, palming it. So that's why you would usually do that for red wine. But if it's a white wine, you want to hold it by the stem, so that way it stays cold. Because red wine, you can drink any kind of temperature. My dad puts ice cubes in his red wine, which I think is just fascinating. And ever since then, I like look down on him, like, what are you doing? Not to a Cabernet, you're not doing this. But then ever since I learned that he did that, I decided to do it. And I was like, oh, I see why you do this. It tastes, it makes it, it kind of, for those who don't like red wine because it's too, it's considered the word dry in the industry, it's dry. If you add a little bit of ice in it, it kind of brings it back to that original grape juice flavor. So take my word. Don't take it. Drink with caution if you do it, because ultimately, I think the red wine that makes it, that have that tannins, that dryness to it, is what makes me kind of like enjoy sipping it in a shorter period of time. With ice and it tastes like juice, you kind of just drink it like juice faster. So heed my advice, don't heed my advice, but proceed with caution either way. Okay, so just please hold. I do want to get my charger, because sometimes my computer lately, since it's on its last leg, has decided to just stop working when it's not fully charged. And it'll just shut down. Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and just plug it up anyway, just out of precaution, because who knows. All right. Which means I need to also adjust my shot a little bit. I am using a different backdrop. Kind of want to show off the memorabilia behind me of my pageant endeavors. For those who don't know, so sorry, you guys, that is my
Hold on. Let me get an extension cord.
For those who don't know, I have been competing in pageants for majority of my adult life. Technically, I guess all of my adult life has been dedicated to competing in a pageant. I was doing it yearly at one point, and then I since slowed down. But then one of my friends who's competing in a pageant today, United States of America's Miss System. If you guys have done USOA, let me know your thoughts. I'm curious. Oh my gosh. Maybe we could try to get the director, Tannis Smith, on the podcast one day. But she's trying to convince me to compete again in a pageant. Her name is Monica. She's an actor out of Chicago. And she's fabulous. And so I was like, Monica, I haven't really ever thought about competing. I'm back. Cool. We got charged up. I've honestly just thought about coaching here lately, but now since she got me thinking about competing, now I'm thinking about competing. And so, breaking news, thinking about competing. Okay. So let's go ahead and get this back situated. I feel like I missed my spot. Okay. All right. So today I'm drinking a very cheap wine, admittedly, because I just ran to Save a Lot real fast. I've actually been cutting down on my drinkations here as of late. I don't have an exact reason why, but I mean, because it's fall, and I feel like the last time I've been drinking, period, whether it's wine or any other libations, is because I've been out and being social. I'm like a social drinker. So for whatever reason, because it's getting colder, I haven't really drunk as much, I guess you could say, because I've been in the house, and I really don't drink when I'm in the house. So I haven't really had anything to drink in the last 7 days. Let's give it a round of applause. 7 days. So I actually did drink last night because I was out at this establishment and I was offered a drink and I took it. So today I'm going to drink wine for the first time since we were last talking on the episode. I didn't drink on the last episode. 2 episodes ago, I think I had a glass of wine. But anyway, I am drinking a CK. I got a cheap wine because I just want something to drink for tonight for this episode, because this is going to be a juicy episode. So I just went to Save a Lot real fast, got something that was like $5. This is called CK Mondavi. And Mondavi is the same wine maker who makes the Woodbridge wine. When you go to the wine section, you'll see those big 1.5 liter bottles of wine that says Woodbridge on it. I don't know if you guys have tried it before, but that's a great wine to cook with. It's a great wine to just drink cheaply. But a lot of those wines in that same kind of section, be cautious of, because a lot of those cheap wines, there was a story that came out that they may have a little bit of arsenic in it. So I don't want to call out any brands specifically, but those wines are on a lower shelf that you can find at any store. Some of them may have an animal on it that bounces. Some of them may have a flower in its name, a pretty flower. Some of them may have, a city in Michigan that starts with an, second word, and then water when it's dispersed out, like a fog type of water. If you kind of get what I'm saying, a city in Michigan, and then the second word is water that's kind of spread out, misty, dare I say. Those wines, and then also there's one more I can't think of. Oh, some box wines. Just kind of take caution to the cheaper ones that you can find everywhere, because they are everywhere. It kind of watered down the product. So there was a lawsuit going around that a lot of those wines may have arsenic in it, which is why I choose to drink wine that I do my research. Like, I know where they came from. Mandavi, I still have to say, the CK Mandavi is a good wine to have. The Woodbridge is a good wine to have. Mandavi is the name of the winemaker, the person who actually makes the wine for Woodbridge. So CK Mandavi, I would get the bottle is across the room right now, though. But CK Mandavi is a great winemaker, and I love their wines, specifically when I'm looking for something that is for the low. And this one was $5. So speaking of cheap things right now, let's segue to talking about Miss Universe and what exactly is happening with Miss Universe. I had to chat GPT exactly what Chapter 11 bankruptcy is, so that way I can bring it to you guys with the most intelligence that I can. And I'm gonna tell you guys what Chapter 11 bankruptcy is, so that way you guys are on, we're all on the same page with what we're talking about here. So let me just make sure that that's the exact bankruptcy that they filed, which I believe was right. Okay, I believe it was Chapter 11 bankruptcy. I thought I saw it somewhere, but now I can't confirm that that was the, but I guess it's not technically Chapter 11 because it's in Thailand. So I don't know if it's the same kind of situation. So let's just talk generics, okay? And thank you for those who are watching. If you want, please leave a comment. Paul Peters, that's not very nice. He says, I look like I do more than drinking. Are you okay? Paul, I do more than drinking. I am blessed to have the Holy Spirit also in and around me, fumbling through. Thank you for watching, I appreciate it. So let's be nice on the show because I will block people if you're mean. So I appreciate you for watching. In order to be mean, you have to tune in. So thank you, Paul Peters. I appreciate your comments. So let's talk about Miss Universe. First, let's talk about what bankruptcy means, at least here in America, because they did file it overseas. But I want you guys to know that bankruptcy does not mean that they're going to go out of business, I guess you could say. So this is according to ChatGPT, which I just love to use all the time. And I feel like this is the quickest way I can get an answer. So whether or not this is right, this is what it says. This is what AI is saying. Chapter 11 bankruptcy is a legal process under United States Bankruptcy Code. So this is not in regards to Thailand. But it allows businesses, including corporations and partnerships, to reorganize and continue operating while addressing their financial challenges. This chapter is often used by companies facing significant financial difficulties, but who believe they have a viable path to recovery. And it says that there is seven things that makes it Chapter 11. A reorganization plan. This is enables the debtor, which is the company, to propose a reorganization plan. And the plan will outline how the debtor will restructure its operations, finances, and debts to become financially stable. The plan is subject to approval by bankruptcy court and must be accepted by the creditors, the people who they owe the money to. Part two, continued operation. Unlike other forms of bankruptcy, which is Chapter 7, which is when you liquidate everything and you go out of business, Chapter 11 allows a debtor to continue its business operation under the supervision of the court. It is a business as usual approach, helping to maintain value and preserve jobs as they reorganize. And then the next one is debtor in possession, which means a debtor usually becomes a debtor, quote, debtor in possession, retaining control of his assets and operation. However, a trustee may be appointed in cases of fraud, dishonesty, incompetence, or gross mismanagement. They have creditor committees, which is a committee of creditors formed to represent the interests of various classes of creditors. So this committee works with the debtor to negotiate and approve the reorganization plan. It also triggers an automatic stay, preventing the creditors from pursuing collection activities, which is when you hit their collection, which goes against the credit of their business. It prevents collection activities, lawsuits, or foreclosure without the court permission. And it allows the debtor breathing room to focus on restructuring. And then approval by creditors and the courts. For the reorganization plan to be confirmed, it must be accepted by a certain percentage of each class of creditors and approved by the bankruptcy court. The court assesses whether the plan is fair and feasible. And then lastly, equity interest. In some cases, equity holders, like shareholders, may receive a recovery under the reorganization plan. However, in many instances, existing equity interests are canceled or reduced. But what's most important to know is that for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, it provides a mechanism for businesses to address financial difficulties, negotiate with creditors, and create a plan for financial recovery while still maintaining operations. It's a complex legal process that involves negotiations, financial disclosures, and court approval at various stages. Okay, so what this is all saying, according to chat, now I am not giving out any legal advice, any money advice. What this is saying is that ultimately it allows the business structure to step back and reassess what they're going to do. And anyone who they owe money to, that person who they owe money to cannot come after them legally for that money, because you are saying that your business is bankrupt in court. Thus, the court has to now assess where the business is and how they can go back and pay their money. Life lessons from your host, B. Okay, so this is also according to ChatGPT, and that could be all the way off. But let's talk about what actually happened. Okay, so the news broke here, what, it was like a couple of days ago. CNN posted about it on Friday. Today is Saturday as of this recording. So CNN is saying this, and let me go ahead and bring this up on the screen for those who are watching on YouTube. According to the CNN streets, Miss Universe files for bankruptcy days before the pageant. Now, we know it's not days before because we still got like a little over a week, but prelims are going to start here soon. And there's a picture with Anne, Miss Universe, actually all the past Miss Universes here in Bangkok, Thailand in November 2022. I'm drawing a blank on everybody's name, but we have Katriana, Andrea, this is Anne, Layla, and I know her name starts with an H. I'm drawing a blank on this person's name right now. And I'm not sure who that one is. Okay, so anyway, the owner of Miss Universe, JKN Global, has confirmed that next week's pageant will go ahead despite the Thai firm filing for bankruptcy. The media distribution company, which bought the Miss Universe organization for $20 million in 2022, announced on Thursday it has submitted a petition for, quote, business rehabilitation that was accepted by the Thailand bankruptcy court. In a statement published on its website, Dolly Parton looking cute in this Cracker Barrel commercial. In a statement published on its website, JKN said providing a, quote, top-notch experience to Miss Universe fans, quote, will remain a top priority, end quote, ahead of next Saturday's finale. The pageant was on, I was on 18. I don't know why I thought I was on 19. The firm expressed confidence, so I guess we are a week away. The firm expressed confidence that its new financial arrangement will, quote, support all of the company's business operation, including Miss Universe. Run by Anne, a transgender rights advocate and the star of the Thai versions of reality shows such as Project Runway, JKN said last year that it planned to grow the Miss Universe organization by expanding in Asia and releasing branded merchandise. Now, we didn't know that it did release some branded merchandise because we saw the water bottle situation. Declaring bankruptcy does not necessarily mean a company is about to go out of business. And that's what I was telling you guys earlier. Many major firms have used bankruptcy filings as a tool to shed debt and costs they can no longer afford. JKN, which has raised money through bonds to buy Miss Universe, missed a loan repayment deadline of around $12 million that was due September 1st. In its filing, the company said it planned to restructure its debt and extend the repayment period to overcome what is called a, quote, liquidity problem. In a press conference at the time, Ann said market conditions, including high inflation, made it difficult for the firm to roll over its debt. Ann, who has been outspoken about her experiences as a trans woman, took over Miss Universe, one of the world's most watched beauty pageants, as it reckoned with growing calls for greater diversity and inclusivity. This year's pageant will feature two trans women for the very first time, as we know, Mariana Machete, a 23-year-old flight attendant, she is Miss Portugal, and Ricky Coley, who became the first transgender woman to win Miss Netherlands back in July. And last month, the Miss Universe organization told CNN, trans women are women. We are here to celebrate women, full stop. This has been true for more than a decade, and we are proud to have made this change very early on compared to other pageants. And then you have Miss Netherlands right here, looking gorge. If either candidate wins, we know they'll be the first trans woman to win the TR. Oh, no more, my friends. Just texting me. So they got COVID. Oh my God. Okay. Miss Universe has been running since 1952. Scores contestants based on statements, interviews, gowns, swimwear. And then this year's finale is in El Salvador with 90 women competing from all over the world. JKN Global did not immediately respond to CNN's request for a comment. Which is makes sense because why would you when this is obviously awkward and embarrassing and things of that nature, and you're going through a whole pageant competition. So then I wanted to look at what a Thai-based news outlet also had to say about what was going on. So I went to find... What is this? This is BBC, which is overseas. Okay, so this is Anne. I Googled Anne for a picture, and then I got all these pictures that popped up. And most importantly, what they said was that she was a businesswoman. So, Anne, this is what BBC says, and I don't think it's going to be much different, but this kind of goes into some other things about the pageant world that is kind of relevant, irrelevant. So, let's click into this tab, and I'll open it up for you guys to see what that says here in a second. Let me see if it says anything. There might be the official statement. Yeah, this is the official statement. I'll open that here in a second. Okay, so the Thai owner of the Miss Universe pageant, which was once a part of former U.S. President Donald Trump's business empire, has filed for bankruptcy a year after buying it for $20 million, which is, I think that's euros. I'm not going to sit here and be ignorant. I'm not sure. I think that's euros. 16.4 million euros? I'm not sure. Okay, so anyway, JKN Global Group has said it would try to resolve a, quote, liquidity problem. Its chief executive, Anne, is a transgender woman who bought the firm as the pageant became more inclusive. But the firm has loaded up on debt, which it is seeking to restructure. The company can continue its operation while being under the rehabilitation plan, JKN said. Funding for the deal was raised through bonds, but the firm missed a repayment deadline of $12 million due on September 1st. And the share price fell by more than 80%. And I actually knew what the share price was. Someone said it. It was pennies, pretty much translated into American dollars. It was like pennies that the share price dropped to. Okay, let me just stay on track here. So the share price also fell 80%. The Thai bankruptcy court has set the hearing date for the petition for rehabilitation on January 29th, according to the firm. Under the ownership of JKN, the pageant has allowed mothers and married women to participate in the contest from this year. And with the revised format, we now have two transgender women. Okay. And then we're going to some other stuff that relates to 45, which was the guy who previously owned it. Okay, so that's that on that. And then the one more entity that I was looking at, Harnaz Sandhu, that was her name, the Miss Universe from India, that one that was standing next to Anne. Sorry, I'm so sorry. Okay, so this is according to Business Today, and I believe this is the, maybe this is American base. I thought it was. Okay, so pretty much what this one is saying is the same thing as well, that the regular business operations will continue. But what we learned here is that the CEO wrote a letter addressing this to the shareholders on November 9th, and that's how this information kind of probably got out. And a formal petition for business rehab was submitted the day before the announcement was made. And we're looking at liquidity issues through legal channels. So I also have on here, because journalism, this looks to be the exact filing that was sent out. It says JKN Group Company Limited. I'm guessing this is to the shareholders down here at the top. But the subject line says a filing of petition for business rehabilitation proceedings of JKN Global Group Public Company Limited with the Thai Bankruptcy Court by JKN Global Group Public Company Limited to the president of the Stock Exchange of Thailand. It says JKN Global Group Public Company Limited would like to inform the board of directors meeting number 10/2023, I'm guessing October 2023, held November 7th, 2023, has resolved that the company as a debtor shall file a petition for business rehabilitation and nominate a planner to the Central Banking Court under the Bankruptcy Act BE2483-1940. On November 8th, the petition for business rehabilitation has already been filed by the company. In this regard, the company would like to inform the substance of the business rehabilitation petition as follows. One, the company as a debtor submitted a petition for rehabilitation for the Central Bankruptcy Court. Two, the company proposed JKN Global Group Public Company Limited as a planner. Three, it lists some preliminary business rehabilitation plan guideline, which includes to restructure the business and financial restructuring to be in line with the current financial assumptions and economic conditions, and solving working capital problems of the business to resolve the financial liquidity of the company. And then this is really gets into a lot of jargon that I don't think we even need to break down. It extends the period for repayment, extending the period for repayment of debt and waiving interest rate in order that the company can generate income from operations to repay all of its creditors and continue to operate its business, receive financial support from new investors or financial institutions as a source of funds to utilize as working capital, provide guidelines for the sale of worthless or non-productive assets in order to repay the creditors with the income from such sale, preparing the plan and strategy to manage liquidity of the company, improving internal business organization, and increasing the business's efficiency. Submitting the rehabilitation petition will efficiently solve the company's liquidity problem under legal mechanism and provide fair protection to all stakeholders. In addition, the company can continue its operation while being under the rehabilitation plan, which is a sustainable solution to the problem and to create profits in the future. The company will keep you informed on the progress related to the rehabilitation of the company. And then we have Anne's signature. So a lot of big words to say. Ultimately, what I broke this down into, just reading this here right now, is that they are looking to see how they can pause their debt right now until they find the money. And the money is probably going to come from investors or other banking institutions to help fund them and provide working capital. Also, I am assuming that they're going to wait until after the pageant is over for like those ticket sales or any other money that they can get from the pageant that's happening right now. But overall, just a very sad situation happening with Miss Universe right now. It sounds like they might have took on more than they can chew financially. And that they're trying to figure out how to best go about figuring it out. So it sounds like next week's show is going to go off without a hitch, that this is just a minor hiccup in their business dealings, but we'll see how it goes. I'm sure this is not going to affect the show at all as far as what we're going to see on stage, what we're going to see on TV. I am sure that the production value of it is going to look just fine. I am not worried about that at all. But what I am concerned about is news that happens when people are in El Salvador competing for their pageant. This is not the first time news has broke about a pageant system while people were at the national or international pageant. And that just sucks. And then it also makes you wonder, where is pageantry going? Because what is happening in the world of pageantry right now? Like, what is really happening? So many things are breaking, news, the bankruptcy, the transfer of powers, girls coming out and saying things. Like, we need to just take a step back as a pageant world, figure out what exactly is happening in our industry and see how we can fix it. I think one thing that is happening is that we are having a lot of people from outside the industry infiltrating into our business and messing it up, you know, and we all love pageants for different reasons. And it just kind of hurts to see some of these legacy organizations like Miss Universe kind of, you know, not be in the best position. And then it also makes you wonder about the future of pageantry too, because ultimately, if some of these pageants aren't operating as they need to, as a business, financially, will they even continue business as planned? And I'm sure Miss Universe is not going to go anywhere. I don't think Parla is going to allow that. But I do feel for her because, you know, you just want to have a good program. But because we have this pageant every year, they never really have a time off. Once this is over, you have the state pageants are happening here in America. Then you have the pageants that are happening for the countries overseas. So there's 90 pageants that are ultimately happening for Miss Universe alone. And so you want to give girls confidence that they're going to have a pageant to go compete in once this pageant is over. This is the best time for PR for Miss Universe because of the pageants happening in a week. And they're getting some of the worst PR right now because of this bankruptcy. And now as a contestant or a potential contestant in the Miss Universe organization, you are questioning whether or not you want to compete in this pageant next year because you don't even know where this business is going to be next year. You know, and this is not the first time, like I said, that this has happened when girls are there. And I feel like that might shake some girls' spirit because you hear in this news and you're already in El Salvador representing for your country and acting like this isn't phasing you when there's so many questions that are happening. We saw it with Miss USA. We saw it in the weeks and the day and the hours after Miss USA last year. We saw it with Miss America. We saw it with Miss Global USA. And I think that as a pageant contestant myself, you just want confidence that this organization is going to be around so you can compete and uphold the title and do what you guys do. So I am curious to know what your thoughts are about this. Comment below. What do you think is going on in the world of pageantry? Do you think it's outside people who are kind of making the news like this? Or do you think it's something bigger, something deeper? And then how can we fix it? Because that's what we want. We want a solution. We want to fix it. We want things to happen so that way we can best be ourselves and give girls confidence that if you're wearing this crown of sash, that this organization is going to be around and stick around for you. So comment below what you guys think. I appreciate you guys for listening to this episode. I love you. And let's keep talking about Miss Universe because it's almost time. It's almost here. I can't wait for the show. And stay tuned because I do have my top 20. I've been compiling a list for you guys. As you know, like I say, I don't miss. I've been following the girls. Usually I don't follow anyone. I go in blind. But for the sake of this one, I have been following the girls to see kind of what they're doing down in El Salvador. And I do think that some girls are doing what they need to do. And I think some girls are coming through. Some people are really coming through who some countries, I think sash factor is not going to be as big of a deal. That's what I would say. I think some countries who did not get shine are getting that shine lately. And I think that some girls are really putting on for their country. They really are. I do see a few countries who are going to come back and be continued from past pageants. Some people who do have that sash factor to them, who I think are representing fabulously for their country and has led, continuing a great tradition on for their countries because their countries have done well in the past. I think that they are continuing on that fabulous legacy. And I think that there are some people who are going to be pleasantly surprised at who makes the top 20 based on what I can tell right now. Now, because interview is such a huge component of it, it really hurts because I don't know who can talk, but I can see what I can see. I see what I can see. And for me, pageant is all body language. All body language. And in fact, you're going to learn about that if you guys buy the Book of Beauty. It's available on Amazon. It's a book that I put out about how to conquer your pageant interview. I think after so long competing in pageants and working in news for a decade now that I have a unique skill set and knowledge about what it takes to communicate effectively, especially during interviews. So check out the Book of Beauty. It's on Amazon right now. And I love you guys so much for tuning into this episode. I'm gonna bring you guys more information about the Book of Beauty here in a second. But just tune in and look for the next episode talking more about the book that is dropping or is out. I love you guys so much. I appreciate you for tuning into this episode and I'll catch you in the next one. For now, cheers.